I was born in 1932 in the town of Gay, Michigan. The northern part of Michigan is called the Copper Country, where a lot of the Finnish people have come to work in the copper mines. My father, Felix, he was born in America, in Jacobsville, Michigan, but his parents moved from the Kemi area to Norway, and from there then they came to America. And they settled in the Copper Country, in the town of Gay, where they were able to do some fishing and then other lumbering jobs too. My mother, Anna, she was Anna Lassila. She was from, I think, the Taivalkoski area. Her mother and father immigrated to America and resided in Fulton there, and he was a lay speaker for the Fulton congregation. But my father's parents lived in Gay, and my grandmother was such a wonderful person. I really loved her so much, but she passed away. Of course, I was a little child then, and I missed her so much, but I understood that she went to her heavenly home. I decided I just must go there too. So my whole life, it has been that memory of my grandmother. I don't know why she had been so special to me, but I always like to think of her as someday I will see her again. Her name was Caroline. She lived in this house by the river. She had a little building down by the river where she made rugs. One special happening was when we lived in that same town and we would go to visit her, we wouldn't wear shoes. We were barefoot all the time. And in the morning, we had to cross the bridge to go visit grandmother. But by the time we came home, it was a warm, sunny day. And on the way home, I started to cross the bridge. It was so hot, I could not go any further. So I ran back to grandmother. And she took me to her little hut there by the river. And she made me some shoes out of some clothing that she had cut up for rags. And then I wore those on my feet to cross the bridge to go home. So it was these little things with grandmother did for me that I felt really close to her. After that, we moved to a town called Fulton, and there we did have a milk cow and some chickens to support when my father didn't always have work to do. We at least had some food prepared there with these animals. Basically, I helped, not really with the animals, but I did help my mother when she went to milk the cow. I also had to go and find the cow because in those days they were allowed to roam around the town and had to be brought home then to be milked. All the cows had bells, and our cow had about the nicest sounding bell of them all, so I was able to find her. We were never hungry. We always had food and clothing. But he was also a hunter and a fisherman, so there was always food on the table. I would say I was glad we didn't have to live in the city. Life in the Copper Country was very pleasant and secure and happy. Because of the Depression, the government offered this program called the Works Progress Administration. They built stone fences around properties. They did a lot of work up in the area of Copper Harbor, Fort Wilkins State Park. When he worked up in the Copper Harbor, he worked at the golf course, and he would always bring home golf balls that were stray golf balls that he found. So that was a lot of fun for us to learn how to play golf. The culture, well, there were very many different European people because the copper mines needed a lot of workers, and so there were French people and English and Hungarians, besides the Finnish and Swedish and Norwegian. So it was quite interesting. I know the English people, they got the better jobs in the mines because they knew the language, whereas other people, the Finnish people who didn't know the language, their jobs were very difficult, often dangerous. They had what they call air blasts in the mine where people lost their lives.
Thank you.
I was 5 years old when I started school. We didn't speak Finnish at home. My parents felt as long as they were living in America, we should really learn the language. But I did learn Finnish in Sunday school. My very first book was The Oppinen. Now that I'm older, I felt it was a good way to learn Finnish because I learned to pronounce the words, and it has helped me through life, and it has helped in my faith life a lot to be able to read Finnish publications. However, my father was of the opinion that being where we lived in America, we should really have sermons in English and the children should learn Sunday school all the parts of the Bible in English. And so he tried to help out. He tried to translate songs. He also translated, with the help of Elmer Aliocchi, a book. We call it, he entrusted to us the word of reconciliation. And so he felt it was important that we would learn in our own language. We sang mostly in Finnish. We didn't have an organ in the church. Our pastor was Paul Heydemann, and when he would speak, his sermon was in Finnish, but then toward the end, he would speak a little bit in English too. As a child sitting there, it seemed like they were endless. Even though you didn't understand the Finnish, I felt it was comforting because at the end I could understand when they would preach the forgiveness of sins. I was happy for that, and I was happy that the sermon was ended and I could go off to play. We had services every Sunday afternoon. We had Bible class either Wednesday or Thursday. And we also had song services in the homes. Of course, Sunday school every Sunday. And I think that when I was a child, the church was right next door. And so we were to every service, every event that was happening. It was just natural that we would be there. When those kind of habits are made when they're little, they last through a lifetime, I think. At confirmation, of course, I had to learn all the catechism in the Finnish language, but by the time I went to confirmation, they had finally accepted the fact that we should be learning in English, so then I learned all that in a short time by memory. And I was at confirmation age 16 because our town, Fulton, had it only every other year. And when I was 14, my mom and dad felt I was too young yet, and so I waited for another couple years before I was confirmed. I think there were 2 weeks. Our teachers were Paul Heydemann and Walter Torella. After confirmation school, I had a lot of questions, a lot of doubts about faith life, and I didn't want to grieve my parents by burning them with them, so when I was doing the dusting in the house, I would pause by the bookcase, and my father had a collection of Luther's works because he didn't really have a lot of Finnish publications, and so I would pause there and read some of those Luther's writings, and they answered quite a few of my questions. They were very interesting. My mother used to say I was a good cleaner, a good worker, but it took me all day to do my jobs. After I graduated from high school, I went to the city of Detroit to find work. And while I was there, some believers, young people, came from Minnesota to attend a wedding. And they encouraged me to come live with them in Minneapolis. And so being a young person and adventurous, I thought, well, I'll try that. So I moved then to Minneapolis. I know when I was very young, I just felt that I really cannot go through life alone. I just need someone. I need someone to confide in. I need someone to help me along the way. And so I prayed to God for a helper. And when I moved to Minneapolis and we lived in the apartment, we had haps. Sometimes the young people would come over and we would sing and visit. There was this young boy who would come along with. We got to know each other. But then it happened that he had to go into the service. And so then we were separated for a couple of years. And in the meantime, we did get together. We got engaged and we decided that we would become married. While I lived in Detroit, he was in the service. And then he was discharged from the service. And we decided that we're going to get married as soon as possible. And we didn't plan to have a big wedding. We just thought we would go to my home there in Michigan and get married. The wedding ceremony was in our home in Fulton. And in those days, there were no church weddings yet in our town. We had a few guests, but not very many fit into the house. But anyway, regardless, the marriage has lasted. We got settled in Minneapolis, had a little apartment, and we got to know a lot of other young couples. And we had a church there on Humboldt Avenue in Minneapolis. And there again, the sermons were in Finnish. And once a month, we had an English sermon. But eventually, then they started having more English and translating sermons. And often when they translate side by side, that increased my understanding of the Finnish language. Raising a big family and going through all their difficulties, we weren't alone. We had the congregation, our brothers and sisters in faith, who were like extra mothers to them and fathers, gave them a lot of advice, were there to help when we were lacking. For the most part, it was a happy time. Of course, motherhood is. You can ask any mother, and they will assure you that it is a happy time of life. Now, the children are all scattered all over the United States and Canada. We don't get to see them very often, but we're happy that they all have their own livelihoods. There for a while, we would have family get-togethers in Montana at a campground. Those were happy times. My husband retired from his job, and we decided to move to Brainerd for our retirement years. And we lived there for another maybe 7 years until apartment became available in the elderly housing that was just built in Brainerd for those who were retirement age. And it was only believers living there. It was the very first of its kind in all Christianity in the United States. Something new, but it was very, very good for the people to live there. They were all believers, and they were in their retirement years. We had a lot of fellowship. Every evening we gathered together, could sing songs, visit. We've met a lot of people. While we lived in Brainerd, we also worked at Stony Lake, the two of us, at the camp, caretakers. And that was a good experience also. We got to visit a lot of people from Finland and from all over the United States. At home, we had a hymn book. I always enjoyed the melodies of Christian music. I still continue to like music today, especially the songs and hymns of Zion. They are so beautiful. So many beautiful songs, and the words are so beautiful. I have them on my phone now. They're easy to listen to. Mm-hmm. So yeah, music has always brought me a lot of joy. Every Sunday morning, we listen to Helsinki services and also Oulu before we go to our own service. And that is why I really am happy that I did learn the Finnish language, but I cannot speak it, but I can understand it and read it. That is a great comfort to know that the spirit is the same as here in America. The problems are the same here as in America, and God's care is the same in both places. And they say, well, you still have younger friends that you can make, but they are all our friends, no matter what age they are. But when you get to this age where it seems like your friends have all, either they're in nursing homes or they have passed away, it tends to get a little bit difficult. But we realize that God will take care of us, and He has a purpose for us for every day that we are alive. Yeah, it is a comfortable feeling right now to be at this stage, even though it seems like sometimes it might appear a hopeless situation. But we know that if God has taken us this far, we trust that He will take us on for tomorrow, if there is a tomorrow. That is the benefit of being a believer in God's kingdom, is the care that God offers through His children.